Time once again for another edition of
What's New in Nature?
Savannah Dahl joins us, intern, naturalist or intern, both?
Teacher, intern, teacher. Something. Yeah, naturalist, intern.
Of the J.C. Hormel Nature Center, at least until we get to the end of this program, which means you are in your final days at the Nature Center, unfortunately.
I am.
Well, good for you, because it means you move on to real life and life goes on, oblah-dee, oblah-da, but we've enjoyed having you around.
It's been a lot of fun.
We especially like it because you bring friends with.
Last time
you brought owls. We'll talk about our special guest this week in just a couple of minutes. We have business to take care of because we've turned the calendar, or will, here shortly to the new year. The Dahman Cross Country Race is coming up very, very soon.
Yes, it is. It's the morning of Saturday, January 6th. So hopefully we get enough snow. We get all of our trails nice and groomed, so it'll be all set. But registration is open for the race. We've got a number of local businesses that have taken part this year and donated all kinds of fun prizes for our race winners. And registration, you can find our form online or you can stop in at the Nature Center. And pre-registration actually ends this, it already has ended. And then it'll just be $18 if you want to register this week before the race or if you want to show up day of.
Yes, you can sign up in advance. There was an early discount.
There was.
Just the timing of this program, it's already passed. But still plenty of room for everybody to get into the field. And fingers crossed, enough snow.
Yes.
Race will go on. For updates, just check out the J.C. Hormel Nature's website.
Yep, or it'll be right on our front page.
Give them a call and they'll let you know.
Yeah.
All right. So we're hoping for snow, but our guest is hoping for warmer weather. You'll have to introduce our little guest here.
She definitely is. So I brought with me one of the two fox snakes that live in our interpretive center. So we have two female fox snakes that are both well over 3 feet long. And they've been with us for about 10 years. So they've been with us a long time now.
Really? How long do these snakes typically live?
They can live about 15 to 20 years. So
they're
healthy, and we hope that we have another 10 years with the two of them. So it's interesting because they're both the same age, but they look completely different. So they have the same patterns, but the one I have with me has a really skinny head and a really long, skinny body, while the other one has a really, really wide head with a much shorter body on her. So, but they can be well over 3 feet up to 5 feet long, so they can be a pretty big snake.
Very curious.
Yes, she's finding her way around the table right now.
Yes. So, and is this, you said senior citizen as snakes go, or getting towards that stage. How long did they get? I mean, if you typically run into a fox snake, are they necessarily this long? Is this bigger than average? Or
this is probably about the size you might see, but I mean, you're probably more likely to see smaller ones, but you never know. We don't see them at the Nature Center very often. They are found here, but it's not too often that we actually see one out at the Nature Center.
Obviously, you see them occasionally at the Nature Center, but are they I don't want to say resident snake, but a common snake that you would find in this area, or are there other snakes that are more common?
There's other snakes that are definitely more common, so we'll see the garter snakes, and we saw a lot of red belly snakes this year, which are really small. They're only up to maybe a foot long, and they have a bright red belly on them, and they've got a really pretty brownish gray top on them. So,
if you need to, you can push that all the way against the counter. The snake is trying to crawl in behind a piece of equipment here. Was this one of the snakes found at the Nature Center, or did somebody bring it in?
I'm not really sure what her history is. I believe somebody brought her in to us, and at that point we didn't have snakes, and I think the two were brought in together, and we've found out that they are both girls because both of them will lay eggs. Just like chickens, they'll just lay infertile eggs if there isn't a male snake around. So we've seen both of them lay eggs over the years, so we know we have two girls.
Must be last year about this time, didn't we have eggs.
It'll be a couple months from now, so it's usually end of January.
Okay.
End of January going into February and March.
And I remember the incubator set up just to see what would happen, and unfortunately they weren't fertile, so
right.
Nothing happened.
Exactly. But.
How often, is it once a year that they would lay eggs?
Yeah, they'll lay a couple eggs once a year. So they're a little, our snakes are a little confused since there's always warm. They always have a heat lamp, so not the time of year that most snakes would be laying eggs, but that's when ours do at the inside at the Nature Center.
Now, obviously, because you brought it in and we're handling it and it's being allowed to kind of cruise around the countertop here, not a poisonous snake.
No, definitely not a poisonous snake, but she looks a lot like some poisonous snakes. So she actually has the colorations that look very much like a rattlesnake, and she'll act like a rattlesnake when scared. It's one defense mechanism they have. And so she'll coil up and she'll take her shake her tail, but there's no rattle on the end, and she can bite. Anything with a mouth can bite, but she's so used to us and we don't have to worry about it. But yeah, definitely not poisonous.
But I could see where, I mean, because when you brought her in, I mean, obviously I knew what you were bringing with today, but if I were to see that in the wild, because I've been out, in my public TV life years ago, did a story on rattlesnakes over in the Bluff Country, and you see a timber rattlesnake and they're not that dissimilar, that if you just saw one, didn't know what it was.
Exactly.
You'd step back in a hurry.
Oh yes. Because they are a constrictor. So they would be just like a boa constrictor. If they wanted to latch on to something, they would tighten. And this one, when I teach with her, I'll actually just kind of let go and she'll just be coiled around my hand. I don't need to hold on to her because she's trying to hang on to a tree. She doesn't want to be dropped.
You said constrictor. Is that how this particular snake would get its prey, get its food, and it would feed?
Yes. Yes. So it might grab onto its prey using its mouth, but then it'll constrict it until that prey is deceased or no longer moving enough that they can swallow it whole.
That was going to be my next question. They do their, I don't, not unhinge, but
it
they
does.
Can open their, it does
unhinge.
Their
so
jaws?
Their jaws open all the way. And when we feed them, we feed small mice to our snakes, and yeah, they definitely have to unhinge those jaws.
That's amazing. Then how long, I mean, obviously you eat something that big, you're not eating every day. How often would they have to feed, or just as need be?
So we offer them food about once a week. And at one time she might, if she's really hungry, she could eat 10 small mice, but usually in a typical week, depending on the time of year, she might only eat 4 or 5. So 4 or 5 mice a week, though, is still a lot of food for size snake.
That'd be a lot for me. I don't like mice. She's very, very curious. Is that very natural for them that they, when they're out in the wild, that they're just always on the move exploring their territory?
They are. They definitely are. So she's, yeah, got herself wrapped around all kinds of cables here and around the table.
If our microphones suddenly go dead, it's because he just took all the cables and wrapped them together.
Yeah.
So. They're very beautiful. You mentioned that it looks a bit like a rattlesnake. What are the, how many snakes, like in this part of the country, because we don't think of this as snake country, whereas, you know, desert areas you would think more of, how many different types of snakes are common here? There a lot?
There are quite a few, and I don't actually have a number for that, but there's a number of different snakes you'll see. There's definitely the more common ones, like the garter snake, mm-hmm. which most of us have probably seen in our yards, and the, you'll sometimes see green snakes. They are just bright green. They're actually really hard to see, but in some places they can be really common, but we just don't see them that much since they have such great camouflage. But there's all kinds of different snakes that we might see, and some are definitely more common than the others.
Are they more nocturnal, or are they out during the day? They just camouflage so well we don't see them.
Depends on the snake, but a lot of them, it's just their camouflage. They just have great camouflage and are out during the day.
Well, it's very, very interesting. This snake is having a great time crawling around here, checking out. You can imagine all the nooks and crannies we have, and she's trying to find every one of them. Well, thank you so much for bringing out this snake. And people can stop by the Nature Center and see the snakes.
Yep,
there,
we have. You can touch and handle them at 10 a.m. and 3:30 every single day. Otherwise, they're always visible.
All right, go check them out. Savannah, we'll miss you, but thank you so much for being part of our program here. What's new in nature?